Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and thanks for the question. I think it depends on what you know, what the definition is of an official document in this sense. I mean, for us, any document that is submitted by a state party, any document that is requested by the meeting, as I mentioned, the background papers, for example, from previous meetings of states parties, the report by the chairperson on universalization or the report on financial issues, the agenda, the program of work, obviously the final report of the meeting. To me, any document that has a document symbol is an official document, whether it's a mandated document or whether it's a working paper submitted by states parties. But maybe I'm not a lawyer like yourself, so I'm not sure exactly. But to my mind, if it has an official if it has a document symbol, as they call it, then it's an official document. But obviously within that definition, there are different levels, different status. You have an official document, your final report, that's a product of a negotiation. You have a working paper from one state party or several states parties. It's just, a national or a collective, position in that sense as well. So I think within official documents, there can be a range of different types of documents, but anything that has a document symbol and has been processed by the document service here is an official document. It's listed in the annex of the meeting to which it was submitted, for example. Every meeting of states parties, every meeting of experts, this particular meeting has an annex of the documentation at the end of the final report of the meeting. So if it has a document symbol and it's included there, I think it's an official document. But as I said, I'm not legally fully qualified to say that, to give you a legal guarantee, but that's my understanding at least. Thank you.